Churches believe that Christians will be raptured before the coming of the Great Tribulation. Have you heard this teaching? Have you wondered if it was true? The Watchman's Cry is an interesting book by Obadiah Frank that uses the Bible and clearly explains that this teaching is not true. You can get The Watchman's Cry from the American Freedom Network by calling 1-800-205-6245. This amazing book is only $10 postpaid. Get it now by calling 1-800-205-6245, the American Freedom Network.
American Freedom Network, and we live in unusual times. I mean, here we have the leader of the United States, the President of the United States, intent upon taking us to war with Iran. Why would we want to go to war with Iran? I mean, do you honestly think that if we do not attack Iran, that Iran would ever attack the United States, or Israel for that matter, knowing full well that they would bring the wrath of the United States down upon their country and kill millions of their people? And yet the president seems to be intent upon, first of all, taking us to war with Afghanistan in the name of catching Osama bin Laden. Remember when the president promised we'd catch Osama bin Laden dead or alive, and then of course didn't try to catch him, and then went to war with Iraq, and now wants to go to war with Iran? All of these things are going to be destructive to America. Why is he doing it? Well, we might ask the same thing, why the leaders of Israel are doing what they're doing. I mean, that certainly the people of Israel want to maintain the integrity of their country. They didn't want to pull their settlers out of Gaza. They certainly don't want to pull their settlers out of Judea and Samaria, where many of them have lived 40 years or more. And yet, of course, the president of Israel seems, or I should say the premier of Israel, or prime minister, Mr. Olmert, seems intent upon doing that. And Perez, who's the president, seems to have his agenda. And Barak, the head of the military, has his agenda. And none of these are intent upon the preservation of Israel. In fact, in Israel, many people have had the military come to their door and take away their gas masks. Why would you do that if there's a possibility of a chemical or nuclear attack on Israel? Why are the leaders of Israel doing everything they can, apparently, to destroy the sovereignty and survivability of that nation? Well, with us this morning, again, is our good friend Barry Shamish, who asked those questions very vividly in an email he circulated nationally yesterday. Barry, thank you so much for being with us again.
Oh, my pleasure. Did you enjoy the article?
Yes, I did. And that's why I wanted to give the lead into it, and you pick up the story from there.
Well, thanks to my wonderful sources, and I'm very fortunate that way, we managed to get the chronicle of Perez's meeting in Rome and what was really happening in the background. And I think I should thank two wonderful women, one from Ontario and one from Cleveland, who certainly I couldn't have written this without them. And I guess I'm very fortunate to have such wise people feeding me the information, because the information yesterday just gave away the ship. Perez's meeting in Rome was preceded by the Vatican sending all their diplomatic forces out into the open market to make sure that Israel plays ball, relinquishes itself of Judea and Samaria and half of Jerusalem and probably the whole country. But we can be sure of Judea and Samaria and half of Jerusalem, because why? Our leadership says so. So there's no problem. You've got the Defense Minister Barak, the Deputy Prime Minister Chaim Ramon, and Shimon Peres all saying they're going to relinquish Yesha and divide Jerusalem and give the PLO, or give somebody the Temple Mount. Okay, that's a little iffy who they give the Temple Mount to, but we assume it's the PLO. And why not believe them? These people stand by their word, and they're obviously under tremendous... Well, we have a choice here. Either it is, Israel's leadership is under tremendous duress, and they're doing this because they don't want to die, or their families are threatened, or they'll go to jail, or they'll be humiliated. Or, in fact, they hate religious Judaism to the point where they will take 250,000 people, drag them out of their homes, leave them without compensation, and turn them into refugees, just like they did the Jews of northern Samaria and Gush Katif. And I assume that is going to happen because, as you read yesterday in my email, they're saying it's going to happen. You know, why shouldn't we believe them? They're saying it. They do everything they say. There's a little problem in Israel. People still don't believe their leaders are so treacherous. All through the months leading up to the forced evacuation of Gush Katif and northern Samaria, they kept saying it's not really going to happen, that Jewish soldiers would not remove Jews from their homes. I kept telling them it is going to happen. You have to prepare for it, and you have to fight. And they didn't fight. They simply walked out of their houses with their arms in the air, yellow star on their lapels, walked into the buses, and today they're living in trailers surrounded by rats and cockroaches. And that is a mighty, mighty far cry from the beautiful half-acre homes that only a year ago, well, let's make it now 2 years coming up, is where they actually built a life. And their life was destroyed. And what people don't understand, I don't know why they don't understand this, they should have caught on by now, this is going to be the fate of another quarter of a million Jews. Those, of course, this is, of course, assuming there's no war and the Jews aren't caught up in such horrible violence that they'll have a much worse fate. But it's a bad enough fate. It's the modern world's version of slavery. You're pulled out of your house. You're given no job, no future, no money. You're in fact, in indentured slavery, nothing more, nothing less. And that's what's coming up for the religious Jews of Judea and Samaria.
Well, now, Barry, wasn't there a promise to the people they moved from Gaza that they were going to be compensated?
Oh, yeah, there were lots of promises. The CFR, the World Bank, James Wolfensohn, all these guys promised them, and like your promises are worth anything. They're not even worth anything on paper.
Oh, so they really weren't compensated at all. Were simply lied to.
Yes.
And we'll be back in just a moment. The Jews of Gaza were lied to. This is the American people are being lied to today by our leaders. We'll be right back here at the American Freedom Center.
Constitutional Moments are brought to you throughout the day through the generosity of CNC Prototype Machine, Boulder, Colorado. Insulin, Our Silent Killer is a book written by author and scientist Thomas Smith. In this self-help manual for diabetes and other blood sugar handling problems, you'll learn the true cause of this disease and what you can do about it. Insulin, Our Silent Killer is available from the American Freedom Network for only $29.95 postpaid. Call 1-800-205-6245. This extensively referenced book is a must-read for everyone. Insulin, Our Silent Killer. Call 1-800-205-6245. No state shall enter into any treaty, alliance, or confederation, grant letters of marque or reprisal, coin money, emit bills of credit, make anything but gold and silver coin a tender in payment of debts, pass any bill of attainder, ex post facto law, or law impairing the obligation of contracts, or grant any title of nobility. Article 1, Section 10.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots biblically based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m. followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can get more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so come join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom. Good Sabbath.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies, is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennett Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
Well, Dr. Stan back here at the American Freedom Network, and our guest this morning is Barry Shamish. And as Barry was saying, it appears that the leaders of Israel are intent upon betraying the Israeli people. Doesn't make sense. But then, of course, so many things going on today. If you look at them, you know, clearly they don't make sense. Why would anybody want to destroy the value of our currency? Why would anybody want to poison the American people with mercury, with fluoride, with aspartame, with food additives, but by changing the structure of our food and lie about what they know is going to be the ultimate end result of the things that they're doing? Will you pick up the story there, Barry?
Well, let's do it a little personally. When I wrote this article yesterday, I had a... Look, every time I write something, I have to make it different than all the other writing out there. There's just so much right-wing writing. Where, by the way, Israeli writers are getting really desperate lately. And the right-wing writers all give the facts like everyone's a king. Like this minor writer is a king, and he's got... the right to say whatever he wants and expect an audience of millions and so forth. And of course there's no effect whatsoever, even and especially if you appear in the Jerusalem Post, which has so much junk, that you just get buried anyways. But yesterday's article, had a theme. It was Columbo. It was called The Case of the Disappearing Israel. And it was a Columbo episode, and I wrote in the voice of the famed Italian detective, Lieutenant Columbo. You know, I'll tell you what bothers me, sir. You know, the Columbo voice. Now, Columbo is an Italian whose family has got Italian, problems. He wants to wrap up the case so he can get to his nephew's christening. Oh, I hear buzzing.
No, go ahead.
Oh, okay. So I wrote that. He said in his version, you know what bothers me, sir, and so forth. I'd like to wrap up this case and get to my nephew's christening. Now, there are Jews who don't have TVs or have never heard of Columbo who wrote me back infuriated that that I would be writing about a christening. Well, I'm, you know, in this article, of course, this is Columbo breaking the Vatican scam, and it's not me talking, it's Columbo talking. You got that right?
Yeah.
I mean, anyone who gets that, don't you think anyone who gets that it's Columbo talking?
I would hope so.
I would think so. I got letters from Jews furious at me for talking about my nephew's christening. By the way, I only have one nephew. He lives in Ramat Gan, and he's never been christened. But this is, I guess, the life of a writer who uses his imagination to make a point when everyone else is just writing down the points in order and exposing their anger and their frustration. I'm trying not to even show how frustrated and angry I actually am. I'm trying to make this amusing so that people actually read me.
But you know, Barry, I did look at that yesterday, and I thought, Barry. He's got a nephew who's being christened. I mean, reading it superficially without giving it a lot of thought, you know, that would create a question in my mind as I read it through without thinking seriously. I can't believe, you know, that that Barry's relatives are Christians. But go ahead, you know. So
well,
people could misinterpret that.
Well, if they shouldn't misinterpret it.
I know they shouldn't.
If, in fact, it is Colombo trying to sort out the Vatican for Israel.
Sure.
But I got myself in trouble with the Jews over this thing. Boy, people don't understand the way I'm thinking. But nonetheless, if you made that mistake, then I guess many, many other people made that mistake. And it kind of ruins the feeling I had of success I had putting this article together. Look, I in chronological order, I brought in all the characters waiting for Paris's trip to see the Pope. They included the Italian foreign minister who goes to the president of the Arab League and goes to Mubarak and then flies to Jerusalem, meets with Tony Blair and then Olmert and then Barack, then flies to Rome to meet Perez and the Pope. They include King Juan Carlos, the protector of the Jewish, of the holy sites of Jerusalem, not Jewish, just all of them, having secret meetings with Prince Salman of Saudi Arabia and the Costa del Sol. In short, this was no ordinary meeting, and Paris left the meeting promising that very shortly all our problems will be solved. Now, unfortunately, all our problems being solved, we know how they end, because Tony Blair's good friend George Bush had a meeting with Mahmoud Abbas just before Paris got to Rome, where he promised the PLO that America would use its powers to force Israel to the 1949 armistice lines. Now, by the way, if Israel goes back to the 1949 lines, it isn't even a question of defending the country. The next day, the country is defeated. It's all over with. Those lines, if you go get a map and you look at Israel in 1949, it isn't even a question anymore of the West Bank or Jerusalem, which, of course, Israel didn't have. It didn't have whole parts of the Galilee and the Negev, and I mean all this stuff that Israel is going to lose because of Bush and their plan. Now look, the Saudi. Why is everyone meeting with the Saudis? Now note, Peres meets with the Pope a day after he meets with the Syrian foreign minister. The next day he meets with the Pope. The second after Paris finishes his meeting, in comes the Saudi vice premier. All these names are in the article, and meets with the Pope. This is all being done supposedly to promote what is called the Saudi plan for Middle East peace. Now, the Saudi plan is not a Saudi plan. It's the exact plan of Oslo, Barcelona, the roadmap, whatever you want. They change names every few months when Israelis are getting sick of the old name. They say they have a new proposal, and turns out it's precisely the same as the old proposal. Okay, nothing has changed. Israel moves to indefensible borders and later is wiped off the map. But the 1949 borders, which, by the way, I have been saying that these people are crazy enough to do, means essentially that there is no Israel. I mean, that's it. The nation, your president has effectively blown the coop. Your president has opened his big mouth and said that he is pushing for Israel to go back to the 1949 armistice borders. That's it. No more Israel.
And, of course, where does Tony Blair, who does Tony Blair represent? I mean, he's been repudiated by his own people. And suddenly,
the Royal Institute of International Affairs, which is the mother organization of the Council on Foreign Relations, we can trace all of these people. Blair is working with Bush and the Quartet. Remember, he is now chairman of the Middle East Peace whatever this quartet calls it, he's at the top of it, supposedly. He's the one negotiating for peace in the Middle East. Look, these slimeballs, of which Tony Blair is a mighty slimy one, are getting rid of Israel piece by piece. But you know what? If Iraqis and Afghanis and the Iranians understood that we have the exact same enemies, that nothing has changed, that in fact Israel is fighting the exact same people as the Iraqis, the only problem is Israel doesn't use violence, Israel surrenders, but it works out to the same thing. We have the exact same enemies. They're trying to turn the Middle East into another EU. They're trying to break down countries wherever they go. Israel will disappear and meld into this grand new Middle Eastern trade bloc. This has been the plan all along, and they're going ahead and doing it in November, in Washington, I believe, in November. George Bush is convening all the big boys. The Israeli leadership has promised they're going to come with a deal. They're going to give up the Temple Mount and East Jerusalem and all of Judea and Samaria. This is what our horrid president, Shimon Peres, is actually announcing. He's not even being shy about it. And that'll be the end, as we know, of the state of Israel, a state without its capital, without its holiest. Well, the Temple Mount is beyond holy. That's our history. I mean, it's just outright an atrocity to give it to the PLO or the Vatican, whoever else they're planning to give it to. But Israel is planning to give up the Temple Mount. How do we know that? Because Olmert has said so, because Baraka said so, because Deputy Premier Chaim Ramon has said so. And as I pointed out in my article yesterday, they're all a bunch of felons.
Well, you know, the amazing thing is, Barry, that these internationalists, these people, these globalists, seem to think that if Israel just gives up enough land, that the Islamic religion will suddenly be transformed and will be willing to accept
Judaism. No one believes that.
Judaism. And, of course, if you read the Quran and the writings there, I mean, they say you either convert to the Islamic faith or we will kill you. I mean, that's just... It's it. That's and of course they talk about the Christians and the Jews there, and if they don't convert, they're going to be killed. So
no one believes that.
Why?
No, no one making policy believes that.
What?
They may try and sell that to the anti-Semites of the world, and certainly to the most naive and airhead of the leftists. But no one making policy believes that Israel giving up land is going to bring peace. That is. Fairly known to everyone that Israel is going to go. It's going to disappear. You have a choice. It'll either be done through Israelis themselves, their leadership, giving up the country, or it will be in a missile war. But Israel is going to disappear. That is international policy.
Well, I agree with you, and I think that there should be an outcry from, you know, certainly the conservatives in this country. There certainly should be an outcry from the Israeli people. And yet the Israeli people seem to be intent upon following their leaders because they have no other leaders. All of their organizations have been infiltrated and all resistance has been destroyed.
Boy, you have a lot of faith. Hello?
Yes.
You have a lot of faith in outcries. Let me tell you, people can cry out all they want and there's no stopping this new world order. It's a very real thing and there's just no putting an end to it.
Well, we live in difficult times and very, very difficult times for what's going on in Israel. But go ahead, Barry, because I thought your article was really fascinating and how all of these things fit together and how these things are not happening by accident and all of the key players tying in into the Vatican and tying into the leaders of Israel and Tony Blair. Certainly the four various components are there. Each one intent upon betraying Israel.
Yep. CFR and the Vatican are the 1-2 punch. Combine it with the traitors they put into power in Israel, and that's the end of Israel. That's how it's done. It's a very good plan, by the way, because it's working. I would never have thought the Jewish people could be every bit as stupid as they were in 1938, but they're even stupider today. So, I mean, just accept that they will be slaughtered, and this is the plan. And if they don't play ball and surrender their whole country, Israel will be slaughtered in a missile war where 40,000 or so missiles will land on the country within 3-4 days, and that'll be it. No country as small as Israel can withstand 40,000 missiles. So no matter how you do it, Israel loses. And this is not understood by people who actually believe Israel's a nuclear power and the Arabs are terrified of them. The Arabs are willing to sacrifice a great deal to get rid of Israel and get it out of their hair once and for all. And it's coming up. Either Israel surrenders or Israel's forced to surrender.
We'll be back in just a moment. Barry Sham is here. The Americans, remember, we live in difficult, frightening times. Israel for America.
Parents that averting the tragedy of missing children means more than saying don't talk to strangers. Take some time to teach your children about safety. Tell them how to get help when they're lost or in danger. Call 1-800-THE-LOST with any information about a missing child. This important message courtesy of Scott and the fine staff at Eaton Electric, where they feel our area is a great place to live and raise a family. Call Eaton Electric at 970-454-2051. That's Eaton Electric, serving the community with pride.
Go ahead, expand Make My Day Law. You can protect your valuables while you are at home. And Liberty Safe will protect your guns, coins, and paper goods while you are away. Go to Rocky Mountain Shooter Supply, your Liberty Safe dealer, and get a safe to suit your needs. They also carry firearms, have an indoor shooting range, and shooting instruction so you can take advantage of the new, improved Make My Day Law. Rocky Mountain Shooter Supply and Liberty Safe, helping to protect your valuables. 1/4 mile west of I-25 on Mulberry Street.
If catastrophe struck, would your family be prepared? Are you confident you wouldn't react in a panic? Is there one place to get all of your emergency supplies? Ferris Survival encourages you to have confidence through preparation, not panic through crisis. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing quality, realistic preparedness supplies at an affordable price. Go online, stop by, or call 303-781-0343. Ferris Survival.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of the Green Herb.
The people who are controlling the government of America are the same people who are trying to control your family's health care. You can sit quietly by and accept their plan, or you can take responsibility for your health. What would happen if you could no longer obtain the medications you're now taking? Would you be forced to join the ranks of corrupt agents just to purchase the medicine? If you're one of the thousands of concerned citizens who would like to know more about a natural way, God's way to help, drop by the Green Herb for a natural solution and all the information you need to make an intelligent decision. Or go to our website, www.thegreenherb.com. Come by the Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB, that's 888-765-4372, and be sure to listen to the Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
Are you treating just your symptoms with dangerous medications and a multitude of supplements? If you answered yes, then you may be fighting the battle but losing the war. Nourish each cell in your body with Bio Superfood and win the war. 30 years of research, Bio Superfood offers more than 5,000 nutrients, proteins, vitamins, minerals, enzymes, EFAs, and powerful antioxidants to boost your immune system. With Bio Superfood, the war is won at the cellular level. Call today toll-free 877-288-9116.
Well, Dr. Stan back here at the American Freedom Network. Our guest this morning is Barry Shamish. But before we go on, Barry, would you like to get out your website and how people can get in touch with you?
Yeah. Well, we're talking about what I wrote about yesterday, which, of course, is the Vatican. So you may as well get my new DVD. Well, it's not new. It's just now a DVD. The Vatican's new crusade for Jerusalem. First, I'm going to leave my cell number, and you can just order direct. So far, very nice people have called and have had nice conversations, and I'm doing it personally. And so you dial 904-501-7605. Once again, 904-501-7605, and we'll send that DVD out. In fact, your producer, George, is turning them into DVDs at this moment, and it's going to send them out to me. So that's one way of getting them. The other is to write me at my email address, which is Chamish, C-H-A-M-I-S-H, at one word, is netvision, N-E-T-V-I-S-I-O-N, .net, N-E-T dot I-L, Chamish, at netvision, .net, .il. My books, pretty well all of them are on lulu.com. You just go L-U-L-U.com, you'll see a space that says search. Write Chamish, C-H-A-M-I-S-H, you'll get to my books. The latest is Bye Bye Gaza, and that pretty well tells you what's happening right now. And, of course, my website is BarryChamish.com. It'll get you there. Now we will go back to Israel, and something I included again in yesterday's article, and it's really quite unbelievable. And I've been saying this for the longest time. Why isn't Israel protecting its most vulnerable people in an upcoming war? And more to the point, why is Israel taking away whatever protection the people ever had, including gas masks, of course? But we're going to talk about the Syrian threats against Israel. Now, why Israel overflew Syria, we don't know exactly. But about 4 days ago, Israeli jets flew over Syria and deliberately dropped gas tanks. Now, believe me, Israeli jets don't accidentally lose gas tanks. It was a message. And the message was, we've got a good air force, I assume. And I assume the message was, if you hit us with missiles, we're going to hurt you. And by the way, I don't believe it, because if you hit the Israeli air bases with a few thousand missiles, the runways are going to be so pocked, no jet will ever fly again on those runways. But neither here nor there. The Syrians are going crazy over this flyover. Now, if, in fact, there's an upcoming war against Syria, you would want the Golan Heights and its citizens to be protected. But lo and behold, I received a letter from Israel, and someone I knew went to Katsrin, the largest city in the Golan Heights, and what do you know, the bomb shelters there are an absolute mess. They're not habitable. No one is fixing them up. So this person wrote the, I believe it was the Jewish National Fund, whoever was responsible for fixing bomb shelters. And what do you know, they write them back and say that Katsrin is not on our list of shelters to be fixed up. Well, if Katsrin isn't, what shelters are they fixing up? Now, of course, Katsrin, according to our latest government, is an occupied territory that they're going to give to the Syrians. So I guess you have to kill every Jew who's living there currently to get the Syrians their land back. That must be the thinking. Otherwise, they would at least have, for the children, my goodness, there would be a bomb shelter to protect the old people, the children. Nothing is being built to protect the citizens of the Golan Heights. And this is, as I said, just a fact of the matter. Now, right now, the Israeli government is very hard-pressed to explain why in the city of Sderot, which has taken 2,000 missiles in the past 7 years, including about 100 this week. I mean, it's been really especially bombarded this week for one reason or another, why the government hasn't even reinforced schools there. Children are going to schools that can be blown up by these crummy pipe bombs called Qassam missiles. And the government is very hard-pressed to explain why they haven't found it in their budget the ability to protect these young children. Well, I guess the reason is because they want the PLO, well, Hamas in this case, to defeat Sderot. There's no other reason I can think of. For some reason or another, they just want their children to be put in mortal danger.
Well, no, haven't a lot of the people fled that region?
Yeah, about 10,000. There's about 14,000 left in Sderot.
Right.
anyone who can get out, but not everyone can afford a new house.
Sure.
These are poor people. They're mostly Moroccan. This is your standard development town of Sephardim who arrived in the country after 1948. And they can't afford a new house.
Sure.
And by the way, the real estate market in Sderot has taken a tumble. It's pretty hard to get rid of an apartment in Sderot right now. So your choices are to live in a tent on a beach in Ashkelon, which is, by the way, going to be hit as well very shortly, or live in your apartment and hope you make it to the next morning. But the government is not reinforcing anything in Sderot. If any city should be defended against missiles, it's Sderot. But this gives you an example of what's going to happen when the rest of Israel is bombarded with missiles. Nobody's going to step in to... Nobody.
See, and there's so many of these things just don't make sense if you look at them logically in a similar manner that there's excellent treatments, medical treatment for radiation illness. Government commissioned a private company to go ahead and develop a medicine for radiation illness. So there was a nuclear attack on America and then refused to buy any of it. So it's never been mass produced. And when on 60 Minutes they asked, representatives of our government, why didn't you lay in a supply to protect the American people? The reply was, well, we're going to wait till there's an attack and then we'll order some. And so the fellow said, but there won't be any in production because they're closing down the company. Why aren't you trying to protect the American people? And the fellow just shrugged and said, well, this is the official policy. People must understand, the average citizen, whether they be in Israel, where they're taking the gas mask away from the people, or here in America, where they've refused to supply them, or the other medicines that we need to protect ourselves. I mean, the people of both Israel and the United States are being left open to be killed. Why would a country that was concerned about its people do that? And is it possible that the government of Israel, the government of the United States, are controlled by the same forces of organized evil? And I'd like to suggest that is exactly what's going on. And of course, our two countries are intertwined, certainly by religion and by these same globalist forces that are protecting themselves, but of course not other citizens. We'll be back in just a moment here.
Tapes of the preceding show are available by calling 1-800-205-6245, the American Freedom Network.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of The Green Herb.
Many Christians have health problems that hinder their quality of life and their ministry. The Green Herb is offering you an opportunity to help these hurting Christians. You can have your own Green Herb home business for just $950. This includes inventory, training, samples, and everything you need to get started. This is not network marketing. It's a genuine opportunity to build a business. How do I know? Linda and I started in our home almost 15 years ago, and we would like to help you start your own herbal business. We are not looking for high-profile salespeople, just someone who loves the Lord and wants to help his people. For more information, call me, Tom Phillips, at 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. I'm looking forward to your call, and be sure to listen to The Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
If you enjoy alternative stations on the radio, shouldn't your TV service provide the same choices? You can get more channels than you have now, plus many more Christian and family programs in crystal clear 100% digital picture and sound, and the price is significantly lower than cable. Just call Rocky Mountain Satellite at 970-443-7375. Already enjoying satellite TV but want a lower price? We can help you too. Packages start at only $19.99 a month. Call 970-443-7375. DVRs and high definition also available.
More than 31 million Americans have some type of hearing problem. Only one in five will seek help. Do you frequently misunderstand conversations? Do you often ask people to repeat what they're saying? Do your ears ring? If you're the one who's always turning up the volume on the TV or the radio, maybe it's time to get a hearing evaluation by a professional, certified, caring audiologist. Call Michelle at the Columbine Hearing Center, 303-857-6688. That's the Columbine Hearing Center, 303-857-6688.
American Freedom Network. Our guest this morning is Barry Shamish. And Barry, you pick up the story for the last segment here.
Well, I don't know what's to pick out. It's all lousy news. If there was a little good news, a little good humor in this, it'd be a lot more enjoyable. I could talk about Perez making his first pardons. I remember I was saying this for the longest time, that the president of Israel has only one function that Perez could exploit right now, and that is to pardon people. His first pardon was of five Arab rapists who raped and murdered a nine-year-old boy named Danny Katz. That's his first pardon, to let you know where his thinking is. Like, there aren't enough Jews sitting in prison who deserve a pardon. He's got to find five Arabs to pardon. And, of course, Peres went to the Knesset, or is planning to go. He's got it all drafted out, that the Knesset change the laws and allow the president of Israel to conduct diplomatic policy. So this horrible murderer of a president is actually going to get the Knesset to change the entire, well, up till now, the legal structure of Israel, and make him a diplomat again. This is, what can you say? He's going and doing this stuff. Now, something I did yesterday that you should note, of course, is I quoted Kissinger from 1975, promising the then allies, the Iraqis, that Israel will be reduced in size and will be less significant than Lebanon. We will work on it. From 1975, and by the way, the 1973 war was Kissinger cutting a deal with Moshe Dayan that Israel not hit the first blow and give the Arabs 24 hours to run rampant ramshot over the Israeli soldiers. 2,700 of them died, and who knows how many were mutilated in the first 2 days of that war. Just so you understand, Kissinger and his CFR have been working to destroy Israel for a long, long time, and I provided the quote yesterday. And a point that should be of interest is that the Olmert government has announced that they will be uprooting 46 Jewish, now they're called outposts. Outpost means suburb. It means a place where Jews live outside Hebron or Efrat. They built a suburb, the government, so that there'll be no sympathy or not widespread sympathy for the residents of these outposts. Have called them outposts, and the army has promised that it's going to be bloody, which means it'll take them 4 hours to remove the Jews instead of two. Okay, that's their version of bloody. It's all happening exactly according to plan. The New World Order has no opposition in Israel. The people are not willing to fight them. The people don't even know it's happening. The people of Israel don't realize that Peres' trip to the Vatican was, well, it was to sign their death warrant. And I proved that yesterday, fact after fact, meeting after meeting, and I had Colombo enter the case and explain what was going on, so hopefully people would be amused by it. But that is, in fact, what is happening in Israel. Israel is being brought down by the Vatican, by the CFR, and the Israeli people. None of them are listening to me. It's been years of this stuff, and what can I say? I can't write better than I wrote yesterday. I can't present the facts any better. No one will listen to me either.
Well, there are some people who listen to Barry, and some people don't feel that your words are just totally ignored. I mean, you have followers and supporters all throughout the world.
That may be, but they sure are not Israeli Jews.
Well, they may not be Israeli Jews, but or you know, a lot of the Israeli Jews are just not getting your message. That's the thing. And it's really, it's sort of like here in the United States, people don't want to believe that our leaders have a different agenda, have no loyalty to the United States, just as the leaders of Israel.
Well, I'm back in the news in Israel. I was sued by one, Itamar Ben-Gvir. He's a government agent who brought down Gush Katif, ended our resistance there. Lo and behold, I'm back in the news. I've got another staker, we call them stakers, an agent named Chaim Yativ, suddenly emailing me for information about my attorney. All this is happening while I'm in Florida. There's a flurry of activity because once again, there's a court case surrounding me in Israel, that's going to determine whether Itamar Ben-Gvir was the dirty, filthy rat he actually was. It'll probably go nowhere, but it is happening.
Well, they want you to come back to Israel to defend yourself. Is that it?
I'm very frightened to go back to Israel. I've got a happier and easier life here, where I'm not harassed and nobody is trying to kill me with strokes and car crashes. So I'd be very reluctant to go back there if they called me or not.
Right. Well, of course, I wouldn't expect you to go, because I think you'd have a hard time getting a fair trial there as well.
I might have a hard time getting out of there. That's even scarier. I'd be trapped in the upcoming Holocaust.
Well, I'm glad you're over here, Barry, and keep you safe as long as the United States is safe. But since the same forces are working in both countries, we may give them different names, but they're all people dedicated to this new world order, new world religion, a new world leader. And so we have exactly the same problem as you do. Well, we have about a minute to wrap up the program. What are your parting thoughts for our listeners this morning?
Well, Israelis write me every day. Somebody writes, when are you coming back to Israel? And I give them the same answer: after the revolution. They can work on that any way they want, but that's my answer. I won't go there until this crooked, filthy mafia political establishment is imprisoned. I won't go near the places. It's just too dangerous.
But of course, everybody's going to say, but they were democratically elected, and are we a democratic country? And after all, democracy, that's how we get our freedom, and yet democracy is being used to destroy the freedom of the people, both in Israel, here, and the United States. America is a republic, not a democracy. And never forget it. Hey, God bless. We'll talk to you later, Gabriel.
You will indeed. Bye.
Everyone knows what you can find at the end of a rainbow. That's right, a pot full of gold. But who can find the end of a rainbow? Well, we have, and it's down at the corner. That's right, the corner. The Corner Coins and Jewelry Incorporated. Family owned and operated by John and Carol Anderson for over 16 years. Specializing in precious metals, gold and silver investments, and rare coins. Have it and hold it locally down at the corner. The corner of Remington and Mulberry in Fort Collins. The Corner Coins and Jewelry, 970-482-7759. That's 970-482-7759.
Find out how BioSuperfood has helped thousands of people everywhere, providing health benefits for heart disease, cancer, diabetes, fibromyalgia, liver disorders, osteoarthritis, glaucoma, depression, allergies, nervous system disorders, and much more. BioSuperfood is making an impact on how people everywhere approach health and nutrition. Join Dr. Roland Thomas every second Friday at 2 p.m. on the Danette Daniels Show, KHNC 1360 AM.
The Kelly Healing Arts Center, located in Fort Collins, provides exceptional individualized natural health treatment plans utilizing the best in natural therapies. If you are looking for quality health professionals that will listen to your needs, give honest advice, and provide quality health care, then call 970-223-7425. Again, 970-223-7425. To learn more about the Kelly Healing Arts Center, go to kindermedicine.com. Discover the best of what natural medicine has to offer.
If you're looking for a dependable, reasonable, and honest customer service, you're looking for Josiah Electric, LLC. Hi, this is Michael Pohl, owner of Josiah Electric, a licensed and insured commercial and residential electrical service with 9 years' experience serving the Wyoming, Nebraska, and Denver metro area. Contact us Monday through Saturday at 303-489-2170. That's 303-489-2170. Josiah Electric, service you can be sure of.
Well, Dr. Dan here at the American Family Group. Hope you enjoyed our conversations with Barry this morning. To really, we made a point of saying America is not a democracy. Everybody knows America is a democracy. After all, we're taught in school, all of our leaders say we're a democracy. But, of course, if you read the Constitution, you read the Bill of Rights, you read the state constitutions of all 50 states, you read the Federalist Papers, you will never once see the use of the word democracy other than to decry the idea. Well, that means that everybody in America is either crazy and believes something isn't true, or I'm right. And the truth of the matter is, just about everybody in America has been lied to and conditioned to believe something that's wrong. And that's one of the things that got me involved in this whole movement 45 years ago, because I believed America was a democracy. Well, if anybody would like to check what we're saying, let me suggest you get our little pamphlet. It's called This is a Republic. America is a Republic. It's a small pamphlet. It's only $3.95 and plus shipping. And if you want to give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. To understand how they've been able to convince American people of a lie, conceal the fact that they're systematically poisoning us, that our leaders are going to betray us, going to destroy the value of our currency, going to enslave our people, eventually going to establish martial law, concentration camps here in America. Why? We suggest you get my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, our four-tape set on the coming police state, the concentration camp four-tape set, and the concentration camp special, and you'll actually get a copy of the 2005 directive on civilian labor in the military camps. Understand that this is all planned out. They know exactly what they're doing. They've already paying a division of Halliburton $385 million a year to stand by to be able to build concentration camps, a four-year renewal on that. We'll be glad to send you that article if you want it, or you'll get that free of charge if you request it, if you get any of our other items. Our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. But to understand how it happened and how they were able to take over control of both of our political parties and make mockery of the electoral process, you need my talk, Forbidden Secret. Forbidden Secret. To understand what's going on, and then, of course, I suggest the syllabus that goes with that, and you'll read President Bush's speeches where he talks about the angel who rides in the whirlwind and directs the storm. Not once, but several times. How many of you remember that? That first inaugural speech for the president talks about the angel who rides in the whirlwind and directs the storm. What was he talking about? Well, you need, of course, to get the videos, The Secret Mysteries of America's Beginnings and Riddles in Stone, to understand why we're fighting in the Middle East, why we're really fighting, not the reason you've been told. I remember 1-800-